So, yeah.
Whenever he does that, you know, like,
yeah,
you, why does it smell in here?
I never thought about like that. Yeah, so I was like,
and then I. So I asked Daisy if she needed a boyfriend, and she was like, you're not Thor.
I'm not a Marvel superhero, but I can be good to you.
I can live up.
I can work up. I may not have a very small hammer that wields the like power of like gods, but I do have like a car. I have a driver's license.
I have a phone.
I do have an iPhone, some gen.
Nice. One. The original.
I have an iPod Touch.
A Chromecast.
I have a, what are they? Nokia.
Nokia, yeah. Flip phone.
Yeah.
It's got reception.
I do have a fax number if you need to send me anything.
Oh, okay. Now you're talking.
That's pretty cool.
Thor doesn't have a fax.
Yeah.
He probably just gets it like through like
the lightning or something. He gets information through like
pigeons.
Sure. Snail mail.
The original. So this is the Marvel podcast.
Like a marvelous, literally.
No, this is the Daisy watch, boyfriend watch.
You made it that, all right, you made it creepy now.
From a distance.
Secretly.
A legal distance. Through the internet.
This is definitely not Jamie, because he wouldn't do that. Watching.
This is FBI Vic.
Yeah, he would do something. He would do like a
little spying.
Just a little spying, a little
interrogating.
Who are you interrogating?
Well, you're sitting in the chair in front of me.
Okay. How have you been? How was your week?
It's been pretty good. It's been pretty fine.
Did you actually do anything?
Does sitting and like staring at my phone count as stuff?
Okay, so you were like every other person this week. Perfect.
I like to be normal.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I went to Arizona this past weekend.
Who forced you to do that?
Yeah, it kind of felt that way, to be honest. No, not actually, but like I didn't have much excitement going into the trip. It was helping someone move, but
that would make sense.
Yeah, so it wasn't even like vacation esque mentality going into it, but the moving aspect did only take a day, and then we had another like day and a half there, and I was like, why do I feel like closer to the sun right now? It's very warm.
He's getting like slow roasted.
It did. I walked outside and I was like, if I was like 60 years older, 67 years older, I could see myself enjoying this. But as someone who has like a more standard, like body heat, like heat absorption.
Right. It gets a little much.
It was a little tough. I did not wear sunscreen one of the other days. I think I accelerated my chance of skin cancer by like at least a good 20% in like one day.
That's always so good.
I'm just going for the speed run.
That is pretty impressive. Did you get burnt at all?
I did, yeah. I
did. Pretty bad or just like
no, light? Not enough to where it was like hurting, but I was like,
can't be good.
I was like, I think my like,
I'm a
second
red.
Name could be like Patrick Starr because I'm pink right now. And I actually did have a green pair of shorts. So it
nice. Fit. He was prepared.
You know, the funny thing was is that as I was riding up there, it was very deserty drive. And I just kept like thinking, I was like, what are the odds that like there's like just like bodies like buried? Because this is like, there's nothing.
Wow.
And I just
sand.
Yeah, it was sand or dirt, and I got the, like, I don't know. Isn't there, like, a weird phenomenon where it's, like, you get these, like, weird, very, like, feelings or urges to do stuff? You know, where it's, like, you have an urge to, like, jump off a really high place because you're, like, what would happen? But I was just, like, I don't know. I'm, like, how many dead people? Like, how easy would it be to hide a body out here?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is your take? I'm sure you have experience with that, right?
Yeah, so how did that go?
I didn't test it, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, well, you made a sound like you knew.
Well, it was just like, there's nobody searching out here. Like, I was just wondering, like, how many people actually, like, go out into that area? Like, the, like, hundreds of yards of, like, actually miles, honestly, of, like, just desert off the side of some of the, like, main highways and stuff. And I was like, what are the odds that there is, like,
stuff here?
Yeah, something.
Buried treasure.
But it made me think, because it was like, it's so open, you'd have to, like, do it in the middle of the night. And I think even in the middle of the night, there's still enough cars passing by where it'd be like, they would see, like, someone walking or, like, driving, like, out.
Right, just in the middle.
Yeah, in the middle. The, like, what is that person
what
doing?
What do they do?
And immediately, I just thought, I was like, if I saw that, my mind would jump to the worst of, like, this person is covering up a crime.
Right. But then what would you do? You would intervene, right?
Ooh, that is a good question.
Or would you drive off?
Well, I mean, logistically speaking, I don't think my car actually could handle driving off. So I don't think... It does not have the four-wheel drive, and if it is sand, it would probably get stuck, and I think I might end up in the desert, like, buried as well, because I wouldn't have any escape. But I'm trying to... If it really did seem, like, suspicious, I don't know. I'd probably call, I guess. I'm not going out there. That's, you know.
Oh, you're going out. Just a flashlight. Yeah. But would you even take the time to call?
I mean, because, like, what reasonable excuse is there for being out there?
For fun?
That is...
They're filming a movie?
Maybe. Okay, sure. They are filming something. Maybe they're... Yeah, I don't know. Sure, like a movie or YouTube something. Or, like, the only thing, other thing I could think is that, like, they are some sort of, like... Like what wildlife services or something, or
right, yeah,
rangers or something. But it's like, what
would sand collectors?
Yeah, they collect sand, do a little digging, and they find bodies. I mean, it's just like weird. I don't have enough knowledge to know like what a reasonable excuse for being out in the middle of the desert off the like road prowling around.
Well, I guess we're going to have to test that out.
Yeah.
All right,
I'll meet you up there. I'll meet you up there.
I'll be in the middle of the desert.
I mean, other than that, other than those macabre thoughts of death and...
Just the things hurt. That keep you sane.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty warm. I don't know if I'm in now. Yeah, it was cool, though, I guess. Came back. It was a lot of driving. I ate at a Cracker Barrel.
Nice. Whoa. How was it?
I had a crack. No, it was good. I don't know.
Cracking?
It was pretty cracking.
That is pretty cool.
There was a barrel.
For sale?
Sure.
You went in the shop? Did you get anything?
I did not. I actually liked the shop, though. The shop was pretty cool. They had a Zagnut bar, and I was like, I've never seen one of these actually in a store in probably like 15 years.
That is pretty cool.
And so with that said, I did not buy it, and I did not save any souvenir or sentimental thing to remember it by.
That's fair.
All right, moving on.
I went to the front yard.
So I was out in the desert.
So I was burying someone in the desert.
Not much bachelor stuff. I guess what little news there is a former bachelor, Nick Vile, I don't know how to say his last name, got married recently. So congratulations to him.
Nice.
I do not. It is
pour
not,
one out.
Yeah, pour one out.
Was it another contestant?
No, that is the thing. Is I do want to specify anyone who's
is that
not
allowed?
Probably not.
I want to
tell Jesse that I'm pretty sure his marriage is not allowed.
Oh yeah, that is right.
Yeah,
he married someone else.
Yeah, he's married someone. Wow. Not meet on the show. All right, gives me more fame in the show. Perfect.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. I mean, pour one out for Nick and his new now wife.
For now, I mean, forever.
Yeah. Don't be such a Debbie Downer.
I just keep thinking of Gary.
Yeah, that is true. It is, but this is outside the show, so
I would it probably like has to, a much higher chance of working.
Realistically, right? Yeah, I would think so. More current, I guess, names would be Daisy is reportedly dating someone.
Some type of
Marvel superhero. Norse god. Thor.
Yeah.
I actually don't know.
King of Valhalla, I think.
Sure. What's his hammer's name? If you actually know this.
Hammy?
Sure. That was the second answer I would accept.
Hermunculus?
Homunculus. He's growing like a human being or a living life form.
Just right out of his hammer. Zeus? What does it rhyme with? Do you know it?
I do know it, but let's see. I'm going to spell it out for you. Before you say it, do you think you can even
pronounce that? No.
Okay, good job for trying.
I forget what umlauts are or how you pronounce them.
It's Mjolnir.
Okay,
good job. You're welcome.
Mjolnir. That's pretty cool.
So we have to ask Daisy about her new boyfriend if...
And where is Mjolnir is?
Yeah, if he carries one. It actually would be cool if he had like a keychain or something. Then I would be slightly like impressed. I'd be like, okay.
That would be pretty cool.
I don't know much about it as far as the information. I think what I read is that it's someone that she knew or has known already, though. Like from her past somehow.
Whoa.
Either work or school or something.
The Bachelor was that rough, huh?
Yeah. It makes you revert back to like...
Or high school, like the people you know in high
yeah,
school.
Yeah, yeah. Serious question. Do you talk to anyone you went to high school with?
Just the janitor, but... No, I do not.
Me neither. It's kind of sad. I thought it was like the friends you make in high school are the ones you have for the rest of your life. Or is that college? Maybe
that's
college.
Yeah, I think
college.
That's college.
Okay, sure. All right, do you talk to any of the people you went to college with?
I do.
Okay.
I did. No, I do. But it's like not super often.
These are the friends you have the rest of your life. So.
And that is the rest of my life friends.
Yeah. So if we don't work out, I'm sorry, we didn't meet in college. So I can't guarantee
I know.
Anything.
No guarantee. I'll just wait for the old folks home. Those will be my friends I'll have for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Well, because you'll like... forget the people you knew. It's like even if you do know someone, there's a chance you'll forget and you're gonna meet them all over again for first time.
Nice. That is great.
A silver lining to a very sad condition.
Then you can do that for the rest of your life.
I don't talk to anyone I went to high school or college with.
Yeah,
that's. But I'm not the problem. Surely I'm not the problem. Surely
it's not him.
It's not me.
It's everyone else.
It's everyone else. Yeah, exactly.
Why aren't they just like better people?
I mean,
or friends?
Aside from you, it's mostly just people from work. And sad to say, some of those people I do look forward to see.
Yeah, it's the people you have to see.
Yeah,
not the people you want to see.
That is true.
just like coming over here and making this podcast.
Yeah. I'm so eventually you will release me from my duties.
And he will be free.
I will be free. I will be let out of my cage. No longer a rat. I'm no longer be filled with rage.
No more rage.
Yeah. It's a little bit depressing now that I actually think about it.
Yeah. But it's probably also healthy.
I seem to be more of an introverted person when it comes to
talking. Yeah.
Yeah. Times meeting people. I don't feel like I need a large group of friends. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I feel it is exhausting for me.
As long as I have myself.
Yes.
I'm good. Yeah. No, I would rather have like a small, close knit group of friends than a large, like one that you barely see.
Yeah.
The individual people.
Because I would say it's the more people you have to stay in contact with, the more exhausting it can be. Because if you really want to keep those relationships that strong, it requires
a lot of scheduling.
Effort, and if the planning. More people have, it can be so stressful. All right, I don't think I can talk to you anymore.
It's getting too stressful right now. Organizing this is a bit much.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. And I've never thought I've been that way for like as long as I can remember. And I've never really questioned it. I've never thought like, oh man, I need more friends or I need to order
some more.
What?
I need to order some more.
Yeah, I'll buy some more. Oh yeah. Anyone listening to this, if you're in, no, please. Yeah, they're friends, right? Sure.
Sure, there are friends.
Sure.
Surely they wouldn't listen.
If they're listening to this far into the podcast, then they are our friends.
Officially friended.
Yeah, sure. But I feel the same way, though, about like gatherings, too. It's like, as far as parties go, it's just, again, it stresses me out more than it sounds like fun and enticing.
Right, to host one.
Or to go.
Or to be around one.
Either one. If I know one exists, it's stressing. Even if I'm not invited. Oh, that's a lot of people. I can't even think about it.
It's too much.
Yeah, no, it definitely going, though.
Yeah.
It causes anxiety and stress, and I'm like, all right, I don't think I can be friends with this person.
I'm no longer friends with you anymore.
Yeah.
One too many parties.
You invited me one too many parties. I gotta cut you out. Sorry. Moving on.
Something completely not related.
Such as?
A little puzzle game.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Now, let me ask. You asked me to do this before we started. You said you wanted to do Connections, the game.
Yes. The online New York Times puzzle game.
Can you please explain? I have knowledge of this game, but what got you into this? Because you are not someone. It is, I don't know. This may be a little bit mean to say, but I feel like the people who play these games, we do not fit that demographic.
Yeah, we're a little smarter than the average player.
And younger.
And younger. Well, Wordle is pretty popular, and this is just like another offshoot kind of.
Which one do you like better?
This one, definitely.
Okay, perfect.
Because it makes you think rather than just kind of guess.
Okay.
So we're given.
Should we read all of the words out to get?
Okay.
Help
yeah.
People.
Or keep it a secret.
Yeah. So they have no idea what's happening.
You're not allowed to know.
So this is from April 29th. What are our words today?
Bridge.
Queen.
Cowboy.
Carter.
Jimmy. Honey.
Bounty.
King.
Crunch.
Do you think King and Queen have anything or no?
No, I highly doubt it.
Bussy. Busy.
Duel.
Squat.
Tutu.
Saloon.
Spelling.
gore
and dip. This would be so much easier if people could actually see what we're looking at.
Just imagine in your head.
Okay.
So you have to make four connections.
Oh, really? Is that the point of the game? Is that why it's called connections? Mm. What is the connections among these words? So what, maybe that's
what words connect.
Okay. So king and queen. That's obviously not related.
Probably cowboy.
Cowboy? Sure.
And Jimmy Carter. Obviously. He's kind of a king.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. Cowboy, saloon, bounty, and duel.
Whoa. I don't see it.
That.
Okay, I see
Seems
it.
Like the easiest
oh,
one.
Oh, I see it. I see
and
it
And I'm featured in Westerns.
That would make sense.
I am a genius, all right? Despite all the jokes I make about my poor vocabulary, my poor math skills, or any other poor mental abilities I have, I can connect.
At least four.
Okay. Moving on.
Bridge.
Squat. Dip and gore.
I think actually bridge, squat.
Because those are both card games, right? Or games like.
Right? Oh, I was thinking like yoga positions.
Okay, sure.
Or just working out positions.
I also dip, though.
You're a little dipping. But maybe card games is correct.
Card games, I would think, right?
King, queen, maybe too. Because queen is a game, right?
It's a face card. King, yeah, I mean, I don't know
bridge,
about that.
The game of dip.
Is dip a game?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Crunch. I think Nestle. I think Bitto Honey.
Well, crunch is another workout.
Oh, yeah. So crunch, squat, bridge, dips.
Dips. Oh, we know.
Oh, exercises. Genius.
Oh, we know how to exercise.
I was thinking card games.
That would also work.
Okay. Moving on.
2-2.
King.
Queen.
Carter.
Carter's a king in a way.
Carter has to be like part of a name or something. It has to be.
Cart.
Jimmy Carter. Al Gore.
Oh.
Oh, is that actually a thing?
Yeah. Okay. Why do you do that?
But what are their names if we're
Michael Honey?
That is that.
John Tutu.
Sure.
Or something King. I'm Stephen King.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We had such a good start.
I know.
Busy, Queen, King, Tutu, Carter, Spelling, Gore, and Honey.
Busy, Honey. Honey Bee. Queen
honey,
Bee.
Oh, Honey Bee. Busy Bee. Queen Bee. And Spelling Bee.
Mm.
Oh, we got all the bees. And we are absolutely right. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Carter.
Now, before Tutu. Carter, Tutu, Gore, and King, do you have any idea what the actual category
is? I'm guessing Al Gore and Jimmy Carter. But I don't know what the rest.
Tutu.
John Tutu.
Leaders who received the Nobel Peace Prize. Do you know King and Tutu?
I do not.
All right, perfect.
Okay. King Tutu. Oh, King Tutu.
Those are separate names. You can't just say them together and think. Pretend.
Martin Luther King. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't know Tutu.
So moving on to Wordle. Okay.
All right.
Wordle is one that I have actually played before you introduced me to it. I always have a starting word for it.
What is it?
I always start with train.
Train.
So I'm a big trainer.
We do like trains. I do like trains. Okay, we got it. Train.
It is not close to train.
Train has a T.
I got you right now.
Has an R.
I got you right now.
Great.
Great. like as in a grate, a metal grate.
Right.
Or cheese grate.
I think that's pretty great.
Okay. That is not right. So T is going to be at the end. R and A are correct.
So something R, A, something T. Something R.
It ends with T.
Craft.
Wow. Good job. That's definitely it.
Oh, first try. I can't believe we got it on the first one.
Yeah, that.
I can't believe we got it in like 3 minutes.
I'm so proud of you right now.
Thank you. We're good. Now that we got that high of like showing our intelligence.
That was big ego boost, I will admit. I feel
that's very why we're
smart
the best.
On your behalf that's why for getting the best. Word.
Thank you. Well, I couldn't have done it without my intelligence.
Yeah.
And also your words too.
I was here, so I appreciate you acknowledging it at least. Thank you.
Emotional support.
I'm more of a connector, so.
Yeah. I like to do a little connection.
I am proud of us. The New York Times, it can't beat us.
They're sending us an award.
Yeah.
So you are one of the players that have played our games.
You have connected.
Give us $5.99 a month.
Oh. Oh, man.
And you will be rewarded.
I was going to say I would split the price of that with you. That might have been the saddest thing I've literally ever said in my life. There's two things wrong with that. Splitting the price, $5.99, and second, paying to play the New York Times exclusive games.
Oh, that would be embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean,
we're already so good. We don't need them.
We don't need it. Have you got anything else? I'm cut and dry. I don't think that works here. I don't think. All right, we should end it before I embarrass myself with any more phrases of trying to sound smart like I know.
All right. Well, I'm wet and wild, and this is Jamie.
Oh, okay. This has been. Wait, no. You just said my name. You're testing me now.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to add to your dryness.
Oh, okay. That was a dig. All right. This is Jamie.
And this is Vic.
This has been like literally
the connections expert.
Yeah. What are the odds that we're actually good enough to continue our streak?
I have high hopes.
Okay. Hopefully the Bachelor can come back and save us.
This is what it's done to us.
It's fried my brain. If I don't see, if the word isn't Jesse Palmer or Joey, tennis or Rose, date, like I'll never guess it. Yeah,
those are the only connections I can make in my head.
That's all I got. Don't worry, only like 2.5 months till Jen's season.
Oh, I'm looking forward.
Yes,
I'm looking downward to it.
Yeah, well, it can only go
one way
from here, right? That's what we think. Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all I got.
Where can people find us?
They can find us.
So they can download us.
They can tell us how horrible we are. YouTube. One word. Like a literally
one word. Everywhere else.
Three words.
Such as Spotify.
Apple. Pod.
Google. Podcast.
iHeart Podcast.
Pod in the bean. Pod bean.
FM pod. Radio.
serious pod end?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Pandora. There we go. Oh, sure. There you go.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
There's probably more, but...
No, those are illegal streams of our podcasts.
Google.
Okay, except for
just
that
Google
one.
Our name.
Just Google.
And you will find a Safari our name, DuckDuckGo our name, Internet Explorer, Firefox. What else?
That's easy. Ask Jeeves.
Say like a literally to Siri or Alexa, and they'll put us on.
They'll go. They'll know.
I wonder if that actually would work. Now I'm tempted to try.
Yeah. It's probably like, sorry. Try asking an actual podcast.
Well, you don't have permission to listen to Siri's favorite podcast. Unofficially, but soon officially. And with that.
And with that, we go. Yeah.